Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jack Broemer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Torres. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Norris. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Freisleben. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is hit by the pitch. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy bunts towards the mound. Freisleben fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burleson moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris, who is chasing the ball. Rice reaches third base with a triple. Burleson scores. Remy goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive towards first. Thornton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first, with Torres covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freisleben fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to third. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kuiper scores. Verizer moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Manning moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broemer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynn for the out. Fisk moves to second. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fisk moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fisk scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-1 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Norris reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper bunts towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Norris moves to third. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norris scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Manning reaches second base with a double. Verizer goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3 Red Sox. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manning moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burleson moves to third. Jim Kern now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Remy. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Remy steals second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burleson scores. Remy moves to third. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball towards right. Norris catches it and throws to home to double up Remy. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rice. The throw from Kern and he is out, Kuiper applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-2 in the game. Carbo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Carbo reaches second base with a double. Thornton goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4 Red Sox. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-2 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fisk moves to third. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evans. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Evans steals second. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-2 in the game. Broemer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Drago now pitching. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Verizer reaches second base with a double. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Verizer moves to third. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Verizer scores. It's Red Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grubb. The throw from Fisk and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Remy hits a line drive towards the mound. Kern reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carbo hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Norris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander moves to third. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Alexander scores. Norris moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-5, Indians. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Verizer is hit by the pitch. Norris moves to third. Kuiper moves to second. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Manning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norris scores. Kuiper scores. Verizer moves to third. Manning moves to second. It's 8-5, Indians. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verizer scores. Manning moves to third. It's 9-5, Indians. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broemer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carbo strikes out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Alexander is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Brohmer hits a fly ball into right field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Dan Spillner now pitching. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Remy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burleson moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Rice reaches second base with a double. Burleson scores. Remy goes all the way around to score. It's 9-7, Indians. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-4 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Red Sox, 9, Indians, 9. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Paul Dade pinch hits for Jim Norris. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuiper bunts towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. Dade moves to second. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dade scores. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 9. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.